Extra, read all about it. Live from the Phoenix Theater in Uptown Minneapolis. It's Headline of the Week. Live!
Hello and welcome to Headline of the Week, the news comedy show for people with short attention spans. I'm your host, Michael Weingartner. Thank you all for coming out to our first ever live show where anything can happen and everything can go wrong. We've got a good one for you. Joining me to read the news today are Twin Cities improvisers and hosts of the upcoming podcast, Blake Up with Cody. Please welcome Blake Thielman and Cody Madison.
No, we know how to talk into mics. Hey,
you do, because you have a podcast.
We do.
Tell me about Blake Up with Cody.
Oh, already? Plugged at the top.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the story of how Blake Up with Cody happened?
Yeah, take it away.
One day, Blake and I were sitting around, and Blake was like, my name sounds a little bit like Break. I was like, we should do something with that, because we wanted to do a duo. And we ended up just like, what can we do with like Blake as a pun? And it ended up being Blake Up with Cody. We sat on that name for like a solid month and a half. And then Blake was like, hey, do you want to do like a podcast? And we'll just use the name for it. And I was like, cool, what are we going to do with it? And he was like, I don't know, just figure it out. Now we bring people onto the show and we talk about breakups.
Yeah, we have them on. We have them on, and hopefully they have a good story about either being dumped or dumping someone, or I guess they could come on and if they like witnessed a breakup, that could be a cool story too. That hasn't happened yet. So if you have a good story about witnessing a breakup, contact us. Because,
like if we get someone who like witnessed a breakup, is it just going to be like, so I was at the park one day and I saw like these two people in the corner and this girl just started crying and she ran away.
Well, haven't you ever seen that where like two people are in a fight in a public place? And
I would love to see that. I never have. It's like a car accident. Have you ever seen a car accident actually happening, like in progress? Yeah. I never have. I'm always walking down and there's like a pfft. I'm like, no!
I saw one a week ago. They ran through a red light and they hit each other and then we pulled over to make sure everyone was all right. Everyone was all right, so it's okay that I'm telling this story with a smile. A valet gets out of the car and just ran away.
You and I should start a podcast called Hit the Blakes! No! With Michael.
Yeah. The possibilities are endless.
It's really just the word break, but in different context. I don't know how many other contexts there are for break.
You can listen to Blake Up with Cody. I have taken every pop song I can with the word break in it and just thrown Blake's name into it so far.
That's awesome.
It's about an hour long and 45 minutes of it is puns, and the other 15 minutes is the guest crying. So it's a really good show, and you guys should listen.
Yeah, and your first episode's coming out, like...
This week. Highly anticipated. We don't know the exact date yet, but whatever day that is, that will be the day it comes out every week.
That's what I said. Oh. This podcast started coming out on Tuesdays, then Wednesdays, then Thursdays. Now we're up to every other Thursday. Life gets in the way, folks. But you stick with it, and wonderful things can happen. Speaking of, for those of you in the audience who are new to Headline of the Week, first of all, thanks for coming out to a podcast you've never heard. Headline of the Week is a show where I and two guests are going to read weird and wacky news headlines from all over the world, and then we're going to discuss them with no level of expertise whatsoever. Are you guys ready?
I'm so ready.
To not have expertise? Yes.
Kind of born ready.
Basically, yes. I think I know a lot, and I know very little, so let's do this.
All right. Well, in honor of... you guys being on the show and of Blake Up with Cody, I've decided to do a little theme. And today, all of our headlines are going to be based around love, relationships, and breakups. It's a little special thing.
Aww. Yeah. Hello, you sweetheart.
No, it's our tech in the booth. We were talking earlier, and she said that June is the month when everyone gets married. So July is the month where everyone, I guess, breaks up.
Wait, why? Like, are you divorcing after a month?
Are they, like, jealous that they can't, like, achieve that marriage? They're just like, we shouldn't even try.
Yeah, all your friends are getting married, and then you're like, so is it our turn? And then it's like, no, and then it just ends. But really, we're going to try to keep things light and positive, because your show ultimately, I don't know, I've been on your show as a guest, so you can hear about me and one of my breakups. It ended on a positive note, and I believe that you can't have one without the other, because like a girl in college once said to me, Michael, we can't break up if we were never dating in the first place.
Want to get into some headlines?
Yes, let's. Our first headline comes to us from news.com. The headline is, people around the world have been emailing trees in Melbourne to confess their love. Once again, that headline is, people around the world have been emailing trees in Melbourne to confess their love. You know, they started by mailing paper letters. Turns out very offensive to trees.
Well, duh, like, they'd be so mad. Like, you're basically just, like, mailing skin flakes.
Which, as a girl told me in college, please stop mailing skin flakes. So, not a good move.
No.
Look at this picture. Now, our listening audience can't see it, but is that a stock photo, or is that...
I like to imagine it's a local Australian man. He's just like, oh, really, I love my tree.
He's
great.
I love it. It's my soulmate. We fell in love one day. I was this young man, and she just a wee sapling. We've been together for like 40 years now.
She wanted a tattoo, so I scratched her initials into the side of her.
Which also, apparently, I'm pretty sure trees don't like that.
No.
Tree romance is difficult, is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
It's a hard relationship to maintain. They're always in the same place.
Right.
That's boring.
But, like, emotionally, you mean?
That too, yeah. I mean, just all of it. I just feel like I want to go on adventures with my partner. I don't want to just go to the same park every day.
That's what a pot is for.
What?
You hit, like, a pot. Like, you know, like a potted plant?
That's the... See, no,
that's
actually,
not a tree.
We're going to get to these Australian tree lovers, but Blake, I get the feeling that maybe you're afraid of commitment. The tree wants to just put down some roots, settle down, and build a life.
This is why we have the podcast, Break Up with Cody, because I'm just, like, taking notes on all the different ways to break up with people. It's like an escape plan, a meticulous escape plan that I'm slowly gathering.
Is that why you break up with me at the beginning of every episode?
But they always get back together, because they're codependent.
Exactly. Yeah, I do break up with Cody at the top of every episode. It's one of our segments. And, yeah, I think that's helping me with my commitment issues. I don't know if I'm ready for a tree.
Maybe no. Start with something, like, easier, like a human.
Yeah. I was going to say a vine, but I don't know. Those seem like a, you know, they're around shorter, so.
Like 6 seconds? Boom.
What? I don't get it.
Vine used to be a website where you sent 6-second videos.
Wow.
Somehow it failed. I don't know.
So speaking of rudimentary ways to communicate with people.
More like
so,
rudimentary.
Oh, you went there with that terrible, terrible pun.
We do the puns on our podcast.
I do them on mine.
Oh, damn it.
But please continue.
Oh, so... Why are they just sending specifically emails? They're not using like dating apps or anything. Like, when was this is a recent thing and Australia is still emailing to date?
Well, according to this,
wait,
because I don't read the headline, the news stories before I put them on the show. But the sub headline is giving us a lot of context here. Apparently, 77,000 trees. The pretty ones, I guess, were given were assigned emails for you to write to. So
this sounds like a crazy flipped up like pen pal experiment.
I mean, I guess, but like a lot of people find love that way.
Dear Birch, how's it going? It's me, Cody. How are you? I am well. Shoot, I already said that. Anyways, G2G, right back soon. Love, Cody.
See, the thing is, like, it's a little bit weird to send that email to a tree. It is. Because it's all the way in Australia, and really, where's the future in that? But weirder
it's
is...
tomorrow. The future's tomorrow. They're a day ahead.
Exactly. That's actually a very good point. Yeah.
Your relationship's always a day ahead of you if you're emailing from here.
Wasn't that... That's basically the lake house. But just on a much shorter time frame.
So just like movie with Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves.
Right, where they can't be together because they're like 20 years apart. Oh, but now they're like a day apart, so it's really just kind of like a minor inconvenience. Like, oh, we were going to go to Sheila's tonight, but oh, no, wait. I forgot to tell you 2 days in advance.
It's also known as Speed 2, the lake house. Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock.
Speed 2 does contain a boat.
Speed 2 was a movie,
Yeah, but was Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves in it?
No.
Speed 3, the lake house. They're back, and they're in love.
If the house goes under 50 miles an hour,
it explodes.
Very, very simple premises.
There was also Speed 3. FYI.
There was a Speed 3?
Thank you, random audience member. There was apparently a Speed 3. Okay, so Speed 4, the lake house.
Speed 4, the reckoning.
What was the vehicle in Speed 3? A moped. If it breaks the speed limit, it gets pulled over.
And you get a ticket. But I think it'd be really weird if the tree emails you back. Like, you just, like, you open it up, and then it's just like, hey, Cody, it's me, Birch.
Well, someone's maintaining these accounts. This is like a program.
Right.
And, like, tree.
So who? Like, who is,
Michael.
Who was like, we gotta get more people into the trees. What are we gonna do? I know. Let's just create a romantic scenario between the weirdest residents of our town.
I mean, it's not our town. It's around the world.
Everyone
says around the world. So this isn't just like a local thing. This is people who want like an exotic romance, like ship in a bottle, 18th century long form, but then they type it because email. And then, I mean, that's sort of a classic romance. Don't you want that? Don't you want to find love?
Well, Blake already found love, so...
Well, that's not what this is about.
No.
I do want to find love. Maybe it's not with a tree. I just... I'm sorry. I'm still distracted by this man hugging the tree. He's hugging that tree, like, more than, like, my father has ever hugged me. Like, look at that. Look at that. It's a grip. This, like, discount lumberjack Santa Claus is really into this tree.
He's got, like, the most gentle smile.
He does. Like, look at his eyes. This is a man who was alone for a long time, and then eventually, he just sent an email one day, and it started everything.
And didn't get a reply back.
Well, he eventually got a reply back. He flew all the way to Melbourne, from clearly northern Yukon. It's a long flight.
Cody, do you... I gotta go back to your email. Do you say G2G still in your emails?
No.
Okay, good.
Maybe I do. You don't know.
LOL. I mean, I feel like we've emailed, haven't we?
I think we emailed early on, but, like, I usually don't even, like, leave my signature or anything.
That's just rude.
Yeah, it was.
My name's in that, like, subject line or whatever, so people know who it's from.
But you gotta put, like, a fun quote, like,
two roads diverge in the forest.
One of my coworkers has in his email line, just remember, if you need anything, don't hesitate to ask someone else. And
I have a coworker that put, he was on vacation, he put his away email signature as like a joke. It was just like kind of a little bit. And he said, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask my receptionist, Blake Fielman. I'm not his receptionist. We're like the same level. And he got in trouble for it. They got really mad at him and were like, that wasn't professional and you should do it better. And they said, well, how would Blake feel about that? And I'm like, no one asked me. Like, I would have been like, oh, that was pretty funny. You should have.
Did you get any emails?
No, because we're like at the bottom of the food chain at this job. So no one is asking us questions. We are the question askers.
So. I just spied on your email and saw that. And they're just like, whoa, what about Blake's feelings? Didn't even matter.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel bad for your coworker, but also, like, I kind of feel bad for you not getting a lot of questions and emails. Like, I heard this story, and at the end of the show, I'm going to say this thing that I always say, where I say, like, please send us emails or tweet at us. No one ever has. So I'm looking at these trees and I'm like, what do I gotta do to get some fan mail? They just showed up and 77,000 distinct emails were sent. So it's either a lot of people who like trees better than podcasts or one really lonely guy.
Do you think that's the only man who's ever connected with a tree online?
No. I'm sure that's a section of Craigslist.
Do you think all 77,000 trees have been emailed, or are some of them like
just sitting by their computer with a pint of ice cream?
I picture like a weeping willow, just like, oh, no one emails me.
I feel like the type of tree you are really impacts, like
the type of tree I am.
No, the type of tree that the trees are.
Oh.
It really impacts the likelihood that they're going to get an email. It's like on a dating app or Tinder. Like, if you've got a nice picture, you're more likely to get that swipe right or that super like.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, yeah, you swipe up. But for trees, like birch is like middle of the ground. Weeping willow, I'm sure it's nice, but like I'm just not
emotionally ready for this.
Right. Meanwhile, like if you're like a palm tree. Boom. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to swipe right on the palm tree every time.
I'd climb that tree for those coconuts.
It'd be tough. You'd have to shimmy. Because they don't have branches.
Oh, right. I don't know.
But no, you're getting, like, palm trees. They have coconuts. Bananas, I guess. I don't know what grows on palm trees.
It's mostly coconuts.
I think apple trees are, like...
Oh, yeah. No,
those are the...
A good, like, if you're a Honeycrisp tree... Your inbox is full.
Yeah, I'd email that Honeycrisp.
Yeah, no, like that's where you get the message and it says like, sorry, Honeycrisp 420 Blaze. Their inbox is full, but you can like pay extra to get your message to the top of their list.
Wait, does that happen in Tinder?
It happens on OkCupid. I've done online dating before, folks. I'll admit it.
Wait, some people are so popular on OkCupid that they have an automatic, like, if you really want to talk to me.
Well, some trees.
Some trees on Tinder?
Yeah, some trees on... Actually,
why would
trees...
Why would a tree want to be on Tinder?
Yeah, trees don't like Tinder.
They would be on fire.
Tinder is very, very offensive to trees. It's almost as bad as writing letters on paper.
All these trees are in Melbourne too. Like all 77,000 of these trees are in Melbourne, according to that headline. So
is that a lot of trees? Like I don't know how many trees does Minnesota have.
Like there's billions of trees.
Billions.
There are more trees than people on the planet.
Oh yeah, there's definitely more trees than people.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how big Melbourne is.
It's only the biggest city in Australia.
Well, there's a billion, probably like, no more like 3 billion people, rough estimate, who live in Melbourne.
Right.
So.
Wait.
I said a rough estimate.
I don't know how numbers work.
It's probably closer to 3 billion than zero.
Maybe like 3 million.
Which is closer to 3 billion than zero. Just one letter away.
Let's bracket it. Between 3
so
million and 3 billion.
But how do they select these 77,000 trees?
I mean, I guess they...
Who made the cut?
Focus groups?
Again, what did you just say, Blake?
Who made the cut?
That's super offensive to the trees. They don't like hearing that.
Blake, do we have to have a sit down with a conservationist?
An arborist?
They pointed at each other, listeners, in a very awkward way that isolated me as a guest. So.
That's what we were going for. I just think it's important.
Apparently 4.25 million people live in the Melbourne metropolitan
area. Oh! We have a fact checker!
Oh!
4.2 million people live in Melbourne.
If this was Price is Right, I would have won, because I was closest without going over.
Closer to zero than 3 billion.
Okay, so I was wrong. I admit it. No one has ever fact-checked me on this show before.
Blake, I would like 3
trillion trees on the planet.
3 trillion trees.
Welcome to live.
But how many? But how many in Melbourne? I'm assuming most of them are in Melbourne.
Okay, so how many cities are in the world? And just divide it by that.
There's like at least 6 cities, so yeah.
So 500,000. Okay. So
yeah.
It's an exclusive club.
Oh yeah, no, it's only the pretty ones. It's only the pretty ones who aren't already taken.
Why is there not like a reality dating show in Melbourne where it's like, meet these 77,000 hot single trees. They're ready for love and they're bearing all they've got.
Did someone just say Fire Island? That's super offensive to trees. Trees would not go on a show called Fire Island.
Sorry.
You don't have to apologize. You're fine.
Wait. So what is it like Bachelor where there's like a series of
Bachelor
and then one
meet the
this
Birchler.
Season on the Bachelorette.
He's branching out to meet that special self.
You guys want to go into our next headline?
Wait, there's
one more joke.
Okay.
Eucalyptus leaf or eucalyptus tree. I'm sorry, but I'm leaving.
Ooh.
Like leafing.
That was a quality pun.
Oh. Next headline.
Next headline.
The
bro's all right.
He could be a twig and he could be, you're barking up the wrong tree. Oh.
All right. Our next headline comes to us from Fox News Insider. The headline is, Texas man sues woman for texting during date.
I actually have seen this story.
It's a real thing. Yeah,
I have not heard of this.
So apparently, this guy, Brandon, who wore his hat on the news, because that's a thing, because he sure was proud of himself.
REI is not pumped about this situation.
Oh, yeah, it's, REI is the official,
official sponsor
of pettiness.
Suing.
But no, Brandon went on a date with a woman. Apparently, she just did not really talk to him. She texted throughout the entire movie. And then, and this is, if you're not on Brandon's side right now, you might be soon. And then she left him, and she was his ride to the theater. She just left. So he sued successfully for $17.31.
What? What was the movie that she was texting during?
It's not on the screen, so ooh. I don't know.
No, I did hear this.
What was it?
It was... Can we swear on this?
Yeah, can we swear on this? We've been kind of holding back.
I don't fucking know.
Oh my god, we can swear? Awesome. Fucking fuck. Okay.
I heard this story on another podcast, actually, and... I can't remember the movie. Shit. It was Guardians of the Galaxy. Yes.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Who texts during Guardians of the Galaxy?
This woman.
Well, other than her.
What I heard, so I know a little context, so I feel like this is cheating, but she like had one quick text like at the top of the movie, and he apparently was like, you can go outside if you need to take that. Just go outside. And he was like yelling at her at the top of the day. So then she was like, all right. And then she like texted one more time. And then he yelled at her again. So she's like, fine, I'm going to leave. And then she left.
I feel like this might be... I mean, I haven't read the story other than just the part about the $17.31. Mm-hmm. That totally could be the case. But also, like, I want to be in the courtroom. when this happens, because somebody in the law did find in this man's favor.
There's actually details on that, too. Sorry.
Has everyone heard this story?
I know.
He successfully filed the suit, but the Alamo Draft House, which is the theater where they went to, paid him the difference if he would withdraw the case because they thought it was ridiculous.
So
he was shamed by the movie theater.
So according to our guest, who is very news literate, he sued and then was convinced to drop the suit in exchange for $7.31 by the Alamo Draft House, who's a pretty solid theater. If you're ever able to go see it in a movie in Texas, Alamo Draft House is a good place. But I want to imagine that courtroom scene.
Do you want to do a little reenacting? Can we do that on your
show? I wish.
No.
No, we absolutely can. I'm just sad that I don't have like one of those big like shock jock radio soundboards to do like the Law and Order sound. Dum dum.
I say, Your Honor, my client that I represent, I say, he was wronged by his date.
Your Honor, my client sent two text messages, not three, and as we all know, the rule of threes is ironclad in the state of Texas.
I say, sir, the rule of threes only apply to comedy. This is not a comedy situation.
It's tragic. We both agree on that.
I say we do.
You've said too much. Your Honor?
Yes. Well, I'm going to have to go with Foghorn Leghorn over there.
I say. I thank you, my Honor. My Honor, Your Honor. I say, I'm nervous. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was texting.
I say, Your Honor, look it. The client is defending herself.
I couldn't understand under that accent. You're texting during your own court proceedings?
It's just a quick one, Your Honor.
Who'd you text?
I texted you. The judge texted during the court case also. That makes it okay.
I say, I do believe this is a mistrial. Case adjourned.
You can see more of this in the upcoming radio drama. I don't know.
Foghorn and Leghorn versus the people.
The Foghorn bloweth.
Yes. That's Southern people talk like that, right?
You're from the South, right?
No. Is anyone here from the South?
Yes.
Virginia is not the South.
He's from Virginia.
Yeah, and I said I'm not South. From the South. I'm from Northern Virginia. It has Northern right in it. Just go to Northern South Carolina. It's the same thing.
I mean, North Carolina?
No, Northern South Carolina. It's just the other side of the border from Southern North Carolina. The Civil War was very complicated.
Yeah. Why would she suit? Why would she text during Guardians?
Like, Cody, whose side are you on?
So
Chris Pratt's apparently.
So I went to the movies yesterday. By myself.
What did you see for the second time?
Baby Driver. It's a good movie. Anyway, so I went to my local theater, and they put it on like the biggest screen that they had, and I was like, oh man, that's super cool, because like the ticket was $7, and I went in there, and it was me and five teenagers, and I had this moment where I was like, I shouldn't feel old, but I really want to stand up and say shut up to these five people. Because the whole movie, they are texting and talking, and it is like the worst thing in the world. And I didn't know that you could sue people until today about this. And this whole time I was sitting there being like, man, this movie is so great, and it's loud enough that I'm not paying attention to them. But every time there's a quiet moment, I'm like, God damn it. I want to get down there and be like, hey, you know... We're all here to have a good time. Could you please just give me this?
No, I'm right there with you. Because, like, there's a whole conversation we can have about, like, liabilities when you're being a bad date.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if this was, like, texting during dinner, that's a whole other thing. Because it's texting during a movie where you're basically just sitting there. Why do people go to movies for a date?
That's why I go.
It's like, hey, you want
to
sit in a dark room and say nothing to each other for 2 hours? Next stop, love.
It's the coward's way out. It's because I've definitely been down that path where I'm like, oh God, I got to go on this date. What am I going to do? And then I'm like, what about a movie?
Sorry. Did you try and do the move to me?
I did. Our audience saw it. You did, but
I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at Blake.
For the listening audience, again, Michael did a move that isolated me as a guest.
You're on the other side of the table.
I can interact with you if you want.
Cody just booped Blake, and I really feel isolated by that.
Sorry, I'm in the middle of the table. Give me both...
Resolution. But movies, I wish I could see every movie by myself because, like, people in movies are terrible. They laugh at parts I don't find funny. They cry at parts I don't find sad. Sometimes I ask questions like, wait, where's she going? And I'm like, well, we're all going to find out together. This isn't Baby Driver. I haven't seen it already.
Michael, you sound like a horrible person watching a movie with everyone laughing. Everyone's crying, and you're like, stop it! Stop emoting!
Are you the person who asks questions, or are you, like, there and someone's asking you questions?
I'm, like, there and someone asks.
Okay, because I thought you were the person, like, who's like, where's she going? Is she going out there? Why is she going out there? The killer's out there! Get back in the house, lady! Lady, stop! Like, you can change the plot by screaming loud enough.
I mean, I feel like if you had enough money, you could. But actually, like, I don't go see movies, not because I don't like the people, because apparently you can just sue them and make a nice profit.
Right.
But I tell people this, it's not really funny, it's just true. I don't go see movies because they don't have intermissions. Because I have a very small bladder, you see. And if I haven't seen the movie before, I don't know when the appropriate time is to leave. Like, I know that somebody, the first time they saw Star Wars, went to the bathroom because it seemed a little bit slow. They come back, and they're like, what happened to the Death Star?
Did they miss the whole movie?
No, they left right before the Battle of Yavin 4.
Do they not know, like, how general movie plots work? In about 15 minutes before the end, something big's going to happen.
They don't know how long the movie is.
Oh.
People, you know, I look out the runtime before I go for this exact
what,
reason.
On the internet in
1977? No, in the newspaper in 1977.
I don't think they
what's a newspaper?
Oh, I got... So I was in a show recently, and one of the people who was in it, he has a kid, and he was, like, talking about, like, a tablet or whatever, and they, like, passed by a newspaper box, and he's like, that's a newspaper. And his kid's like, what's a newspaper? He's like, it's like a tablet, but it doesn't move. So that's what a newspaper
is.
Is
that true? The kid said
that? Yeah, his kid didn't know what a newspaper was.
Children are wonderful. I have a little cousin, and she doesn't use or have any familiarity with the word TV. She refers to basically all television as Netflix. Because, like, they're just like, oh, I just want to watch Netflix. Netflix is just the word for stuff happening on a screen. Let's go to the Netflix theater and watch the big new blockbuster Netflix happening.
I've had similar, like, because we're in the generation that kind of, this stuff was still introduced to us when we were, you know, like, alive and aware, so we remember before and after. But so we're kind of in, like, a hybrid situation, and what's happened to me before is I've, like, been looking at a computer, and I've touched it, trying to, like, manipulate the screen, and it's a very sobering moment of just, like, Come on. Oh, not all screens are like that. And then I feel like your dumb cousin.
She's not dumb. She's six. She's very smart. Uncle Jim and Aunt Dean, if you're hearing this, Priscilla's very smart. She terrifies me. No, like, quick story. we were driving from, like, Kansas back up to Minneapolis, and she's like, are we there yet? And I, being, like, kind of doing a funny bit, I'm like, no. She's like, will we be there soon? And I'm like, on a cosmic timescale, sure. And then she just sort of looks at me, pauses, and goes, the sun will burn out one day.
Is your cousin Nietzsche?
I don't know, but I didn't know that before she told me. Imagine my feeling.
That's terrifying to have a six-year-old basically just cop out and just be like, oh, you're not going to tell me when we're going to get there? Well, you're going to die one day.
And probably before her. So she's going to win that long-term argument.
I take back what I said about your cousin. She sounds cool.
Yeah.
I wish I knew the sun was going to burn out someday when I was six. It would have made kindergarten a lot less stressful.
Yeah, you're just like, long term, none of this matters.
Yeah. I could have used a healthy...
You know who doesn't have that type of, like, long term view of the universe?
Brandon
Besmar. $17, money's a construct.
Is he wearing a hat because he thought that, like, people wouldn't be able to tell who he was?
Yeah, and I think they found him. He's like, oh no. Yeah, I guess I sued. I didn't think that you didn't tell me there'd be cameras.
He, like, tries to pretend to be someone else. He's like, yeah, that Brandon Vesvar, he's such a dick.
Yeah.
Suing that lady.
If you see the actual news footage, he is very proud to be on camera, and he's, like, the smarmiest, smuggest dude you've, like, ever heard. Like,
man, I picked the wrong screen cap.
Right, he kind of looks like, unless this is this possible that there's two of these similar stories happening?
I mean, if two, yes. Three or more, you have to do a class action. just sue collectively all bad people on, like, all people who text during movies.
All bad first daters.
Yeah. Although, again, hard to tell. Like, it seems like he might have been worse on the first date, but I don't, like, neither of them was, like, feeling good about it 5 minutes in.
So they're both losers.
Or maybe they're both winners, because I think being in a bad relationship is worse than not being in the relationship at all.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What was that?
Someone who's a fan of bad relationships, I guess. You guys want to go into our next one?
Yeah.
This is a story. This is a heartwarming tale from the Daily Mail. The headline is, he's head over flippers. Penguin who was dumped by his girlfriend at the zoo falls in love with a cardboard cutout of a cute female anime character. This is Grape the Penguin.
Grape?
His girlfriend Midori broke up with him at the zoo. It was very, very sad. And so the people at this zoo, which is in Japan, brought in a cardboard cutout of a character from... Her name is Hululu, and she's from the anime series Kimono Friends. So if you haven't seen it, it's big with penguins.
She does have penguin-like features. She's kind of standing.
Yeah, she's got, like, the white on the front and then black in, like, the sides and back. Yeah, she's very penguin-like.
Her hands don't even look like hands. They're just flippery.
I mean, it seems like a good match.
How did the penguin dump the other penguin?
Well, like, when a penguin doesn't like another penguin... Just break the news to them in a sobering, hard fashion. It's just over.
We should get this penguin on the podcast.
Here we have Grape the Penguin. Like, I'll tell you. I don't know what sounds penguin makes.
Do penguins make noises?
Yeah, they squawk.
I haven't seen any of those
movies.
Haven't
you seen the documentary Happy Feet?
I haven't seen any of them.
Dude, shut up.
I haven't seen Happy Feet, Happy Feet 2.
There's a second one.
Happy Feet 3. The Boat House, or what was it?
Learned about so many sequels.
But there was a... No, Happy Feet was like the tap dancing one, right?
Yeah.
And then you have March of the Penguins, which is could have also been titled Sad Feet.
Sad Feet.
Because they have to walk a lot, and then some just don't make it.
Morgan Freeman's there to get us through it all.
Yeah. It's kind of like our Hululu.
Our Hululu. Morgan Freeman is Hululu.
Actually, no. In the hit anime Kimono Friends, Hululu is voiced in the American dub by Morgan Freeman.
Of course.
Yeah.
Come on, Kimono Friends. Let's go have adventures out there on the horizon.
I want to make fun of you, but mine would be worse.
I want to hear it now.
Let's all go and watch as the penguin falls in love with a cardboard cutout. Don't know who that is, but it's not Morgan Freeman.
Okay, I'm going to have to do a little Shawshank Redemption dialogue to get into it. So.
Please do.
Yeah. Andy.
Is this Shawshank Redemption the musical?
Andy.
Andy.
The penguin swam because there was no more ice. Global warming. Andy Dufresne. Andy. Whose was the best live studio audience?
Cody's.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, awesome.
Yeah, that's not that.
Cody, do Morgan, do Owen Wilson,
do
Morgan. Morgan.
That's gonna be
oh,
like,
yes.
So a thing that I do is a very terrible Owen Wilson impression. You want me to do Owen Wilson doing Morgan Freeman?
Yes.
Okay. This is if Owen Wilson got the role of God in Bruce Almighty. Oh, wow, Bruce, wow. Hey. So, I'm gonna take a little break. I'm gonna take a break, because it's hard being God. Oh, man, but you're gonna do a great job. I gotta go see if Wes is doing anything. Wes Anderson hasn't made a movie in a while. I'm gonna see if he needs help. All right, Bruce, here's the keys to the earth. I'm going to take off. Bye.
Dang.
Wow.
So penguins.
Wow.
And how do they know he's in love with the cardboard cutout?
I mean...
It could just be a casual hookup. Booty call, it only happens at like 2 in the morning.
So I'm going to say two things. One... Don't kink shame grape. Sometimes a casual relationship can be healthy and beneficial for both partners. Also, how do I know anyone's in love? They say they're in love. I trust them. I see the sparkle in Grape's eyes when he looks at Hululu.
Blake, do you not see this picture? He's like looking in awe.
He's
at her.
Just enraptured. And
yeah, because he's like, what the fuck is this cardboard thing doing in my habitat? Can I eat it? Oh, I'll hump it. He probably humped it. That's what they meant.
Do birds hump things?
I mean...
Cody, when two birds meet and fall in love, apparently.
Or just consent.
Humping.
They hump.
Oh.
It's...
I think it'd be cute if the penguin was, like, bringing her fish, you know, piling it up at her feet. Then I count it as love.
I mean, he probably is.
His love language is gift giving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hers isn't.
Hers is being static and motionless.
The thing that gets me about this story, one, is the way that she's looking at him. I know it's just the angle because she's on the rock, but, I mean, there's something there.
Penguins are probably just, like, into, like, higher levels. You always see videos of them trying to climb things and falling off, and it's so cute. It's probably just like, wow, look at that thing up there. Like, it's so high. He's just curious why that thing is higher than everything else. They like height.
That thing is his is his girlfriend.
So some zookeeper had to put that in there. I want to like imagine like in the break room, two people be like, "Man, Grape's really been feeling badly."
Well, no. According to this, no, you're absolutely right. His old girlfriend left Grape for a younger male, causing Grape to become depressed.
Ain't that just the way it is?
I take back everything I said.
Yeah.
I identify with this penguin. I think this is magical and beautiful.
Oh my god, he was with Midori for 10 years.
Oh no.
They were together 10 years.
That's a long time.
We need to get this penguin on the podcast, Cody.
Oh my gosh.
Grape, tell us about your 10-year experience with Midori.
That's what a penguin sounds
like. Laps and squats.
And you did ask, I'm gonna read some quotes from this.
Please do.
It's gonna be a lot, but it's all good stuff. Then, as if by fate, or Todd, the guy who works at the zoo, a new lady entered Grape's life as part of a cross promotion between the Tobu Zoo and the hit anime series Kimono Friends. A cardboard cutout of one of the characters was installed in the penguin enclosure. While Hululu is a minor character on the popular cartoon, she's certainly taken center stage in Grape's heart.
Pulitzer. This person deserves
it. It wasn't long before zookeepers began noticing that Grape was spending more and more time staring at the cutout. A representative of the zoo said, quote, "Grape has definitely started going to that spot since we installed the cutout. He might have mistaken it for staff, but it's certain that he goes there because he's attracted to something." Grape's true feelings were all but confirmed when he was observed standing before the cutout with his wings outstretched and his beak pointed up. This stance is a courtship ritual in the penguin world, and an indicator that Grape could be ready to take his new relationship to the next level. Grape's ready to love again.
He moved on very quick from a 10-year relationship.
He was depressed for a while.
How long was a while, did it say?
I'm sorry, is there a time limit on being happy?
No.
Sorry he got happy too quickly for you.
I'm just saying, he's a penguin, he's in love with a cardboard cutout, and I don't know, this imagery is still just really fascinating to me, because, like, I agree kind of with Blake, it kind of looks like he wants to climb up there and just, like, hug her, and just, like reassure her, like, he'll be okay.
And just talk about their day, and maybe watch a little Netflix.
See, I'm against it again. Because they said he just stares at her, and this is the same crap that Hollywood perpetuates and teaches young girls that, the creepy dude who just stares at you from afar is mysterious or cool. It's the same shit in the movie Passengers, Beauty and the Beast. It's teaching young women the wrong lesson about love. This is not love. This is creepy and stalkerish. Shame on you, Grape.
So. Yeah, no, I'm on your side now. I'm on your side. Yeah, I mean, Hululu, Grape is some... She's a minor character, but she's a star on a hit show. You know, she's a fully realized three-dimensional character.
She's two-dimensional.
Someone just shouted, she's two-dimensional. That's
We're all thinking it. Thank you for saying it.
That's the bit. That's how comedy works.
He's definitely just wants to get up on top of that rock.
We're just completely wrong about penguin mating rituals.
Because, like, penguins kind of walk around funny, and it's cute. What is, like, a depressed... How does a depressed penguin, like, waddle?
Okay, Cody's going to show us. Okay.
Oh, dream.
He's waddling. He's waddling. Can you do it as Owen Wilson?
Oh wow! Gotta go film another episode of Marmaduke.
All right, and with that, we're going to go on to our break. This means it's going to be intermission, everyone, so please take 10 minutes, go out. Normally on the show I say, this is the part of the show where I say, we don't have any sponsors. Today we kind of do. We're being, we're putting this show on with the awesome support of Phoenix Theater in Uptown Minneapolis. So go buy stuff from them. And if you're listening to this at home, go see shows at Phoenix. They're great. Welcome back to Headline of the Week. This is the part of the show where we like to play a little game with our guests. And this one is called Spot the Fake Engagement Edition. The rules are simple. I'm going to read you three news headlines about unconventional marriage proposals. Two of them are real. One I just made up today. Blake, Cody, your job is to figure out which one is the fake. Whichever one of you wins gets nothing.
I want that nothing.
Well, it's a, if you lose, you still get it.
I want the more conventional nothing.
All right. So, our first one is a man proposed to his girlfriend by getting it tattooed on his body. Second, a man filmed himself walking 500 miles as part of his proposal. And third, a man got a little help with his proposal from his girlfriend's pet raccoon.
These all seem stupid.
Oh, they are. But two are real.
Is proposed capitalized? And girl, like, is there something I don't know?
I typed these, okay. And sometimes I don't know which words are more important than others. So to be safe, whenever I have a girlfriend, I always capitalize it.
You didn't capitalize that one.
Right, so I'm going to guess the first one's fake because the other two you copied and pasted from the news article. And the top one, you typed and capitalized the two words.
Well, that's one way of thinking about it, Cody.
My inner English major's mad about this capitalization problem. I seriously thought it was the second one, maybe. Like, because that's like Forrest Gump level devotion for a proposal. But, yeah, I'm going to say the first one, too, I think.
I'd be willing to guess the first one's fake because that doesn't seem that – I've seen worse tattoos than a profession of undying love. That probably happens a lot. That's not newsworthy.
Like, is it just like a tattoo that says marriage with a question mark? And then you're like, you've got that on you for the rest of your life. And like, if you got divorced or something, they're just going to be like, so what's the question of marriage that you still have?
It'd be weird to have that if it didn't work out. You go around and like, you're wearing a slightly shorter sleeve shirt. And then she's like, oh, Daryl, this is only our fourth date. No, I got this for someone else.
This is for Debbie 5 years ago.
Who wears short sleeves on a first date? Wear a button up.
It was a fourth date. Oh. They went for a picnic.
That makes sense.
It was very nice. All right, so you both are going with A as the fake one?
Yeah.
All right. Answers are locked in. Ka-chunk. Door locking noise. The correct answer is C. I made up the raccoon. The first two are totally true. I don't have pictures because I couldn't find a good one, but the tattoo on his body said, will you marry me? And it had two boxes, yes and no. And his girlfriend was a tattoo artist, and so she got to fill in the one on his body. She said yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
But you know for a second while he's sitting there, getting it tattooed, he's like, I can't see it. and that takes some guts, and I appreciate that. And the guy, in fact, did film himself walking, I don't have the clip because I couldn't get it to work on this, but he recorded a video of himself as the song is playing, walking. I think he like started in Colorado and just kept filming himself walking. So he's like climbing over hills and rocks and stuff. And then he ends up like in front of her at the end of the video and asks.
So is it like a super cut? Of
it's a super cut. Oh, yeah. It's not just a very long video of him going, day 33.
I've been listening to the Proclaimers on nonstop repeat.
I've run out of water, but I'm going to be the man who wakes up next to you. If I can find a compass.
I feel like these big proposals are like taking the girl hostage and like making them say yes because of all the production. What's wrong with just asking?
Well, at least these are all like personal, like one-on-one. Yeah. It wasn't like a thing where it's like, hey, we're at this like baseball game with your entire family here and it's going to do it on the Jumbotron. Because then it's like, well, yeah. Because your only option, because like at that point, if a woman is like, can we talk about this? Like then, especially people have been drinking, then you get like the booze. Can you imagine getting booed? Because that's a real thing. Like when Jumbotron proposals happen and women say no, they get booed. And that wouldn't happen anywhere else.
What a sport. People at a sporting event booed women for making a decision.
I know.
What?
Got a little sad there for a second.
Dang.
But I think, at least for the case of, I don't know about 500 miles, feel like that might have been a little overboard. But the fact is that she's a tattoo artist, because he was like, hey, can you give me a little tattoo? And she's like, oh, what do you want? And he's like, just something on my arm. And then she's like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I think that's kind of sweet, because it's about her. It's and not like how they got together.
He didn't even follow the lyrics in the song correctly.
Yeah, he should have walked another 500 miles.
Yeah.
He got halfway there.
Yeah.
He's making another video walking all the way back to Colorado. I would love it if she saw that video and was like,
no.
500 more?
Or, counter argument, she just remakes the Vanessa Carlton video for 1,000 miles on the piano that's speeding at Mach speed.
just driving that piano down the street. That's the music video for it. She's on a piano, just driving down the street. It's definitely not street legal. I'm pretty sure she hits a kid, like a child or something in that video. Very dark. It was the early 2000s.
I don't remember the early 2000s.
They were okay. Oh, we got a lot of
early
millennials in the crowd. Let's move on to our next headline, because you both lost, but you're both winners in my book.
Friendship's more important than winning.
All right, this next one comes to us from news.com again. The headline is, why being single at 30 forced me to get engagement photos with my cat? This man...
That cat is not into it. Look at that cat.
I mean, that's just how cats look. You ever seen like a cat and be like, that looks like a happy cat?
Yeah. I've seen a happy cat.
I haven't.
Sounds like you have an issue with cats.
I will admit that most cats dislike me.
I like this. More to that? I like the second line here. I recently got engaged to my cat and organized photos to mark the momentous occasion. It's not as creepy as it sounds.
Whenever you have to end a sentence with, it's not as creepy as
it sounds. It's definitely as creepy as it sounds.
Someone took these photos.
Is it like in a Sears?
No, like, I think he like actually went to like a JCPenney portrait gallery. And they were like, okay, put on like the white t-shirt with the overalls and we'll put the splattered paint background behind you. I have that. I think I have that picture of me from like the early 90s when I was a kid. That was big. Where you sit on there and your like legs are up behind you, and he's just like, whatever. I'm getting paid. This is It's probably not the weirdest thing that, that they've requested.
I was about to say that. There's got to be, like, weirder things out there that people have, like, come in to take pictures of.
Well, people have taken pictures with their pets before. That's happened. What made these engagement photos?
Here's the thing. I think if you went there and you didn't say there were engagement photos, you'd be like, oh, this guy just likes his cat a lot.
Right. It's weird, but it's, like, standard weird.
But I feel like the only reason why, like, either A, there's a picture of him putting the ring on the cat's paw. B, he was very proud of this and told them, make these special, there are engagement pictures. Or C, they had, like, a hashtag, like, Fluffy and Nate just can't wait for their date. Just like, can you just, like, emboss that right onto the bottom of each of these pictures? We're getting married in a renovated barn.
Do cats have paws that are segmented enough to put a ring on?
I think you just put the ring, like, over its whole paw.
And then like a bracelet. No, you do that, and then it's like putting socks on a cat. They're just, like, shaking their paws to try to get it off.
Kitten mittens.
They don't like that at all.
Commitment. They don't like commitment.
Yeah, they're... Maybe that's why cats like you better than me.
You and I were not so different.
Is that your cat voice?
Yes.
Why is your cat voice like a 1980s Brooklyn mobster?
Have you seen the Aristocrat? Or cats? Damn it. Aristocats? They're all... What was the plot of
that? Isn't that the... I think the Aristocats... Isn't it like just the Great Gatsby, but with cats?
No, it is not. So, as a child... I watched a lot of movies, and Aristocats was one that we watched a lot. I think we broke the VHS tape, my sister said. So the Aristocats is a movie about a mother cat and her three kittens who are up for the inheritance of this old woman's fortune. And the butler gets mad about this, takes
them
out.
Oh, and this is weird.
He takes them out to, like, a creek and throws them in and tries to drown them, and then they wash up on shore, and then this alley cat takes them and introduces
is
them to jazz.
Is he hip and cool?
Oh,
yes.
His name is Thomas O'Malley. His song is Thomas O'Malley, O'Malley the Alley Cat, because you know they thought about this. And then he falls in love with the... It's basically Lady and the Tramp after that.
He falls in love with a 30-year-old single man?
Yeah. Yes. Marrying his cats for the inheritance.
I mean, in fairness, if that cat's an heiress, I would marry a cat for the money.
Yeah, I'd marry a person for the money. So.
What is this cat?
What? I didn't realize that was an option.
It's always an option.
What is this cat inheriting if it is a heiress? Heiress?
Heiress.
Heiress.
Or air.
Air.
Don't really know the gender of the cat. Didn't ask.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Just says my cat.
Good old my cat.
But what... So my cat... I'm going to say real estate. I think the cat probably owns a couple of...
Real estate mogul?
Yeah, land. It's always worth money. Wait, I thought I was going to say something silly like yarn?
No.
No, yarn futures are very bad.
Yeah.
Not a lot of money in twine. I think the cat's inheriting the... this cat starred in all the Meow Mix commercials. And those
are
worth,
I recognize it now.
Yeah. Commercials are big money. One of those aired during the Super Bowl. So.
This is what the Meow Mix cat looks like now, you guys. Don't you feel old?
Still kicking.
Yeah. So is that the actual picture?
Yes, there's actually several more in the article, but this is a screenshot. Mm. There were a lot.
Because that guy, like, he looks normal, you know?
He does. If you photoshop the cat out.
Still puckering in this weird expression to the camera. He's like, I know something you don't know.
What I'm saying, based off of appearance, this man does not look like... someone who would be forced to marry his cat.
Oh, you're saying that he's a decent looking guy. He should be able to find himself.
So
like
how weird is this motherfucker?
Like
that?
Find himself like another, like find himself a nice girl, or at very least like an anime cutout, and have like a
or
nice
a
relationship or a tree.
We're yucking a lot of yums in today's episode.
Are we?
Yeah, maybe people should just fucking email trees.
I've been yumming all the yums. I'm fully in support of all of this.
I've been yucking all the yums, and I've had an epiphany, and now I'm in favor of all of them.
So now, okay.
What was
so,
the epiphany?
Not to yuck yums.
Yeah. Well, speaking of animal love. Let's move on to our last headline. This one comes to us from The Guardian.
Oh, British.
The headline is Cockatoos Impress Opposite Sex with Cockatoos Impress Opposite Sex with Phil Collins style drum solos. They conducted a study, and I wish I could play the video for you so badly, but I can't. We can play it afterwards if we can get up on the screen. But the male cockatoos, they pick up little sticks, and they do drum solos. I don't know why they're all fans of Phil Collins, but well, I mean I've heard Phil Collins, so I can understand the appeal. But yeah,
this is you're not fucking with us.
This is The Guardian. Oh, these are all real headlines.
They pick up sticks with their wings?
Or like their talons?
I'm assuming with their talons, but I don't know. Let's see if I can find
how
it.
How do they stand?
Yeah, like how are they playing?
Are they just tap dancing?
I'm going to find out.
Yeah, you might as well just...
And this is weird, because that cockatoo looks pretty normal. Like, you'd think he wouldn't have to be a drum solo. Like, how fucking weird is this cockatoo?
People like drummers. Like, you run someone and you're like, wow, okay, I'm in a band. Oh, said the cockatoo.
Like, why do you keep, like, you have, like, this weird don't judge a book by its cover kind of thing going right now? Like, almost all of these you've been like, he looks so normal. How could he do this? In internal workings, maybe. Maybe this cockatoo listened to Sussudio one day and was like, that's it. That's what I'm going to impress the ladies with.
You're right. I unfairly judged this cockatoo. But the guy, hey, if you said, hey, I know this guy who took engagement photos with his cat.
But he's a drummer. But,
you would have a specific image in your head.
Oh, okay.
I think my image would just be that guy holding a drumstick.
Is he
puckering
his lips?
He's just holding the drumstick, puckering his lips up to it. I know something you don't know, and it's apparently how to drum.
How come we never made a pussy joke in that last one?
I guess, I don't know, I thought
like a missed opportunity.
Maybe we're just better than that?
We are. It came to me.
Do you want to do
no,
want
I don't.
Right
it just came in my head.
Okay. Do you have any good bird jokes?
Well, the nice thing about this story is these cockatoos are actually Australian.
So they're in the very trees that have been being emailed.
Yeah, and the trees, little known fact, they play electric guitar to attract mates.
So like, I'm picturing the Lord of the Rings trees like jamming out like in between.
Just
battles.
Like Phil Collins style, yeah. Is it okay? I feel bad, but like I keep on trying to think of like Phil Collins songs, but all I can think of is just the Tarzan soundtrack.
Yeah, that's all. I thought that's all you ever
or
did.
In the
yeah.
No, yeah. Okay.
It's like, yeah.
See, it's, oh, it's,
another Dan Paradox.
Yeah, the audience are big. What are y'all cockatoos? You're all big fans of Phil Collins here.
In the era of tonight, that wasn't in the Tarzan soundtrack.
No.
Miami Vice. There's the Miami Vice theme, I think.
The old Miami Vice or the new Miami Vice?
The old Miami Vice theme.
Was that also in the early 2000s? I don't remember.
That was
like
the 80s.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
It's the 80s. Do a lot of coke and vote for Ronald Reagan.
That's beautiful. But earlier, Blake, you asked how the people at the zoo knew that Grape was in love.
Yes.
Hold up. Got drum two little solos. Sticks. And then... Grape only knows that one rhythm, apparently. We're going to find... whether it's a tree, or a cat, or an anime cutout, or a penguin or a cockatoo, I believe there's someone out there for everyone.
I think so.
And when it doesn't work out, they can come to you.
And text during the date.
Full circle.
Full circle. All right. That's going to be it for us on Headline of the Week. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you to our live studio audience for coming to listen. If you have headlines you want us to read on the show, you can email them to us at headlineoftheweek@gmail.com. That will come to a real person, not a tree. Or you can tweet them to us at HofTheW on Twitter. I want to thank Blake and Cody for coming on the show. Blake Up with Cody will be coming to iTunes and Stitcher and all sorts of places in the next week or so.
This week, yes, guaranteed.
This week, guaranteed. Give it a listen. And finally, this is a new podcast. It's only episode 13, and we had the balls to do it live. And we rely on you. Thank you. And we rely on you, the listeners, to help us reach new fans. So please rate and review us on iTunes. Follow us on Facebook. Tell your friends about us. Until then, I'm Michael Weingartner.
The with Cody part. Blake Up with Cody.
And I'm the Blake Up part of Blake Up with Cody.
And until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers. Thank you!